Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Friday, January 22nd. Time now is 5:53 a.m. Yep, I've been up, man. I've been up for a while, right? Woo. Man, it's a beautiful day. It's raining, but it's beautiful for me, right? Because I'm alive, man. Weather is perfect. Like 66 degrees, man. Beautiful city in New Orleans, man. Got to give it up for New Orleans, man. This is a beautiful place, right? It's just sometimes you just got to put a little oil on it to get it. To get it squeaking, you know, get that squeal out. But it's a beautiful city, man. Just got to turn the wrenches a little bit to get it working. Man, with that being said, man, first off, got to give a big congratulations to the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and the vice president, Kamala Harris. I didn't vote for them. You know, I didn't cast my vote for Joe Biden. But hey, I love America, man. I love America, and I'm living proof that anybody can make it in America with anything that's set up against you, right? And being a black man in America, I get to see a different side of it once you start to get the memos, right? And there's a lot of memos that black people missed out on. And whenever you come to this podcast, man, I know y'all probably get tired of me saying memos and stuff that black people missed out on, but we did, and we still missing out on it, right? And the resistance to receiving memos is real, right? Because we've been so programmed to think that we can't. Anybody that know me know I don't like the word can't, right? Because we can. We just have to think of ways that we can. You know, we got to stop letting can't be the easiest word that come out of our mouths. You know, it's like I post stuff on Facebook all the time, right? And once I finish this project that I'm working on, I will be off Facebook for a while again. And it's coming to a point where I probably was on Facebook a little too long today, right? I probably was, because you know, in life, and a person like me, I like to see people change for the better, right? Even in my profession, right? I like to see people. I like to see people change, you know. I like to see people grow, you know. I like to see the better side of people, right? So I did a post, and it's like one of me and my homeboys who grew up with me, we still good friends. I love this brother, man. I love him to death, man. But we looking at life through two different lenses, which is perfectly fine, right? So for me, I'm the type that I'm looking through a lens of, if I did it, you can do it, right? And he's looking through the lens saying, no, they can't, we can't. Just because you made it, you know, don't mean everybody can make it. And I had to laugh at that because, bro, we grew up together. We from the same neighborhood. We came up during the 90s, which was a hard time in New Orleans. Like, motherfucker was getting their head knocked off left and right. Murder rate was sky high, right? We grew up through the crack era. We was there. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know me. And I told him, I said, man, I have to laugh at the old me, because the new me is so different from the old me, right? So the old me, I don't mind telling nobody this. And I hated the police. Like, it was embedded in me to hate the police. And it's like, why I hate the police? You know what I'm saying? Like, the me now looking at the career path that I chose, and it's like, damn. All right, some of the things we caused on ourselves, right? Not knowing it was a better way. And it's like, damn. All right. Then once the me now, I see, okay, there's no reason for this to go on if this don't happen. But then we have to get to, why do things like that happen? So I look at it, right? Growing up, poor as fuck. And I done said that many times, but I had love in my house, right? I had love in my house. But we wasn't the richest family, but we, you know, had clean clothes, had everything I wanted and needed. So I was pretty good. But was poor. So some of my friends who parents were paying less rent was able to get more material things. And I envied that. I was like, man, I can't wait till I get older so I can get an Adidas jogging suit, Adidas, so I can be fresh, right? Never cared about, like, education. Never cared about learning. Only thing I wanted was the flash, right? And we'll fast forward, right? The mindset, the mentality that we have. Bam. So I get everything I wanted that I didn't have as a kid, right? Wasting shit tons of money on things that had no value. Had no return value on it. It was just fucking straight liability. No assets, right? Didn't even know nothing about assets and liabilities. But that's the old me. Like, just wasting, wanting. Listening to this song here. Want to be a gangster. You know, want to go to the club. Want to get drunk. Want to get wasted. Thank God I never did any type of drugs, right? Never done any illegal drugs. Never smoked marijuana, nothing. You test me, my system is clear as fuck. Been clear, right? But, you know, drinking, you know, want to be drunk. And it's like, why? And the answer is because of the music that we listen to. It's because of the movies that they give us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the shit that they're putting in front of black people to destroy us is being done by our own people. And this is conversations that motherfuckers don't want to have, right? They don't want to have it. They don't want to have these fucking conversations. But we have to have these fucking conversations to make us better. And that's why I say we can. Now, are you gonna, like me, When I'm in a car, we listen to nothing but fucking 101 country. Now, when my kids in a car with other people, my wife, she, you know, they may listen to Q93. But when they with me, the head of the house, the head of everything, you know, of you know, the head of things, we're not listening to that bullshit, right? Now, when y'all get ready to leave, start your own family, do whatever y'all want to do, y'all can. And when you're in a car with your mama, my wife, she's a grown woman. If she won't let y'all listen to that, that's on her. But for me, when y'all under my care, my supervision, we ain't listening to that. You know what I'm saying? And it goes to show you, we put on, if you're in the New Orleans area, right, you put on Q93, right? Everything is to put black people into an oppressive mind state. When I say oppressive mind state, it always brings up your oppression. It never tells you about building generational wealth. It's always how oppressed you are or how bad you have it. You listen to 101 Country, right? You never hear that over there. Oh, Jay, that's because they have it so much better than us. No, motherfucker. That's your brain telling you that. I done been to improvised white areas, right? I'm looking at buying property in a couple of these areas, right? So it's like, my brain is so fucking detached from simple-minded people. It's like, man, how in the fuck did y'all get like this? And how are y'all programmed like this? Right? So, memo. Every day, every morning, throughout the day, I get alerts from
when you put your house for sale, I get alerts from all this shit throughout the day, right?
So I'm looking at property values in these areas, in white poor areas, right? So today, I had to go into this area, right? So I go, and I said, well, since I'm here, I'm always getting these alerts, right? So I said, let me go check out this property. So I get there, and on this block, right? I said probably like about 20, 30 houses on this block. Like, the area was like shitty. I'm like, fuck. And I'm trying to figure out what type of area it is. And we see two nice houses on the block. So inside my mind, if I see two nice houses, I can make a third nice house, a fourth nice house. That's how my mind worked, right? That's how my mind worked. So I'm looking at the area, and but the area wasn't like a trash, not an area full of litter. It was, you know, you could tell it was a old area. It wasn't up to my standards, right? So I'm looking at the house, and I said, damn, because the house is like 38,000. So I'm saying to myself, man, no, you ain't getting no 38,000 from me. That's all. This is all going through my mind, and my wife she looking at me like, dude, I don't like this area. And inside my mind, I just see, all right, if I do it, if I fix, we got two nice houses on the block already, right? If we could take over this block, put a third nice house here, clean this motherfucking block up, we can have a productive area. You know what I'm saying? That's how my mindset works, right? Instead of me just, you know, just seeing, not having the vision, right? And it's like, all right, cool. So it's just my mindset now, man. Anybody can have my mindset. Like me, I'm just the average dude. I walk in a room, I don't want to be noticed, right? And especially now, like today, I'm in Walmart, right? I'm in Walmart in this little town. I'm in Walmart, right? So I like to buy Walmart jeans. I usually get Wranglers, right? But I've been looking for Rustlers. Rustlers been on my mind lately. And I'm like, man, if I could just get me a pair of Rustlers jeans, I'll be, you know, I'm gonna make Rustlers jeans popular, right? That's what I'm thinking to myself, right? Because as a kid, man, I couldn't wear no fucking Rustlers. You know, that was my mindset there, right? But now, I remember how tough Rustlers were. They were like some stiff ass hardcore jeans. But the type of shit that I be doing, man, I be fucking digging holes, doing floors. I be working, so I need tough jeans. And plus, I like how Wranglers feel, right? I like Wranglers. I like bootcut jeans. I can't wear no skinnies.
I'm not about to put on no fucking skinnies and look like a woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to do that. For the dudes that wear skinnies, hey man, that's on you, right? I don't like the design of it. I don't want nothing. I'm not putting on new skinnies, right? I'm not. So, me in a fucking Walmart, man. I said, man, let me just check the jeans section. You know, I like sales. Fuck, maybe they might have some $12 or whatever. So I go over there. I see jeans $11.97. Pick them up. It's fucking Rustlers. I'm fucking hype. I'm like, babe. Call my wife on the phone. Babe, come over here. She was like, where you at? I'm in the men's section. Come over there. I'm like, babe, look. It's the Rustlers. They $11. They $12. Man, I bought me a pair of Rustlers, man. And my, like I say, my mindset, right? I'm not about to spend $100 on a pair of jeans. So I spent $12 on a pair of Rustlers. Dude, just think about all the money that I just saved, right? And what can I do with the money that I just saved? I can invest it, right? I can invest it. And I promise, I didn't ask the higher being for nothing in 2021, right? I haven't. But every day, these properties just coming to me in this area. And I don't know. But I'm just following this energy, right? I just follow the energy. And I understand, like, people gonna say we all can't. I hate the word can't. And I'm just gonna leave those people there to believe that they can't and that we can't. At the end of the day, man, when I check out, we all ain't checking out, right? I'm checking out. So for me, if I say, hey, bro, we can, you say we can't, no problem. You stay over there. I'm going to do what I know I can do and what we can do. You stay over there with the can't, I'm going with the cans. So it just, like I said, it just plays on my mind, man. And, you know, like, I didn't ask the higher being for nothing in 2021, right? I was just going to focus on getting my property up, the land up and running and functional, and just work on that, man. But I'm just waiting on signals. I'm just waiting on signals, energies, and signs, right? That's all I wait for. And, you know, I just go with the flow. I was looking at 3 acres. And this is how I set my life up, right? I was looking at 3 acres. I called my agent. She was like, yeah, is there, you go see it or whatever. Put it in my phone. I couldn't find it. So I rode around probably like about 30 minutes trying to find it. I couldn't find it. So for me, that was a sign. That was the energy telling me, look, you can't find it. You don't need it. This is not for you. Now today, I went and seen this area, and it just played on my mind. Because at the time, I told my wife, I'm like, nah. But as it just started playing on my mind, it's just playing on my mind, playing on my mind, playing on my mind, playing on my mind, playing, playing, playing. It's like, all right, Jay. It's like the energy made me find that property. Like I say, if I can't find the property, that means it's not for me. But if I find it, see it, and it playing on my mind, that's just the energy, you know. Look, Jay. You move. So it's like, you know, I'm just, oh man. But I didn't ask for anything in 2021, and that's how the higher being works, man. It's like, oh, I always tell y'all, I don't know how to tell y'all to plug into it. I can just tell you that it works. So I always get blessed with stuff. Like, I never get totally broke, right? In one of my main account, right? The account that I use every day, right? I never get totally broke. But sometimes I go down to like some pennies, right? And I be waiting on payday to come. But I'm sitting there yesterday, and boom, money hits. And it's like, I'm laughing because I'm like, wow, man, look at how you're being, always looking out for me. And I'm like, that's why I don't mind telling nobody about the higher being. I don't mind telling nobody about positive energy. I don't mind telling nobody about, you know, the creator of life. You know, I don't mind telling nobody that the creator of life put a bunch of energy into Yahshua, who's a martyr. You know, just I don't look. That's it. And once you plug into it, you'll see, you know, you'll start to see life through a whole different scope of things. And it's just like when, you know, everybody know I didn't vote for Joe Biden. But do I want Joe Biden to fail? No. Am I sad that Trump gone? No. You know what I'm saying? Did I like what Trump was doing? The way he was putting America first? And decisions that he was making for America? Yes. I love that. I want America to win. This is the country that I'm in right now. I want it to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I stayed in Mexico, I would want Mexico to win. You know, this is probably why I check out from. So I want my time in this realm, in this time and space, to be good. We all can win. So, but I'm so I'm so unplugged from the system, right? And I'm refusing to get plugged back into it in one shape or form. So like, man, I'm still gonna do me. And hopefully the interest rates stay low. Now this is what I wish. This is what I wish somebody would do, somebody would talk about, right? And if a candidate, Democrat, Republican, Independent, was to talk about this type of going after the financial systems to where as investors do not have to pay so much in investment property fees and stuff like that, the high percentage that we have to put down, like, fuck. If somebody was to go after that, man. So what I'm thinking about this property here, man, I might do it as a flip. Then this is gonna be my first flip, right? It's gonna be my first flip, and you know, like I say, I like to build a team, man. You know, and I understand the league now. Like, if you have a player that don't show up, man, you cut that fucking player. you don't keep calling them. And that happened to me on a job. I was trying to give to somebody. They called late. Don't return calls. So I put my business somewhere else. And motherfucker showed up before me. Had the job done before lunch. And it's like, thank you. It was like, man, here go our call. Call us anytime. And I'm like, I will. So with that, man, being said, man, I'm not going to hold y'all up, man, with all this stuff. You know, I just want y'all to know y'all can. We can. We all can. All Americans can. Black, white, Hispanic, whatever. I don't care what your race is, right? But for my black people that feel they have oppressive mindset, you can let that go, man. You can let it go. And it's nothing wrong with asking for help. And I had a couple of people ask me, Jay, how do you get the land? How you do this? How you do that? If I tell you a little bit of it and I see you not moving to get the bigger picture, believe me, conversation over, man. Conversation is over. Is it easy? It was easy for me because of the mindset that I have, right?
And I'm going to give you one story before we go. And I probably not told this story, but I give it to you before. Listen to Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey said you need to have land. You need to have at least 6 acres of land. This is how energy works. Steve, don't put it in my head. I'm thinking it. The how you're being sent a signal. I look at it. I call one lender. It's like, we don't do land loans. You probably have to call your credit union or something. So I'm searching. I see like people that do land deals or whatever. I call them. It was like, nah, we don't do land, whatever. Unless it's a farm or something going on. All right, cool. Laid up there, called my credit union. Had the money within 15 minutes, right? So how it was set up, they just sent me the cash. It was just like, here's the money for a personal loan. I was able to get to deeds to the land, right? So I have the deeds to the land. So the land is my land. So the land is my land. Make the land sustainable, electric, water, and sewer. And a house structure. Property value jumps up. You make cash. And you can have, you know, if you ever forced to sell, you can always get your money back and more. Memo. So you take it for what it's worth, man. I love y'all. Y'all remember, speak to your neighbors. Treat your neighbors with respect. Put out positive energy. You do your part. Hopefully, they'll do their part in return. And this world will be a much, much better place. I know we can do it. You know we can do it. We just have to do it. Democrat, Republican, Independent. I know everybody's calling for unity right now. But what some of us are displaying is not united at all. But hey, I'm gonna try my best to put out the best positive energy I can to both sides. And you take it, you don't. But I know I can't put out too much time and effort on Facebook like I used to, trying to convince people that they can. If I tell you once you can, you say you can't. I'm just going to hit you with a ha, ha, ha. Maybe 2 thumbs up in an American flag. 2 black thumbs up in an American flag. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? So I love y'all, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. We can. You can. We all can. We all got to live in this room together. Y'all be good, man. Love y'all.